And speaking of MapCon Blue, live on the air, I believe we have Trish Stratus.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish, and how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in. We are talking with Kristen Ellis from the Village at Blue Mountain, and we're talking about MetCon Blue. Now, you were involved in this event last year. What did you think of it?
Oh, it's incredible. First of all, did you just say you would never do this?
You know what?
I caught you.
You did catch me. And I would love to be able to do it, Trish, but I don't have the body shape.
Well, here's the thing. You know what's funny is we designed it. You don't have to have a certain body type to do this. It's one of these things where it's an all-out event. It's a day event that really, you know, brings people together. There's like this, you know, you kind of get a team together. You get this sort of camaraderie going. And what I find is like, you know, you kind of, it's this bonding experience. It's a matter of saying, I want to get out there and do something. And it's not so much about finishing first or getting the muddiest or, you know, it's about kind of just saying, I did this and I finished it. And you can take the whole afternoon and stroll through the hill. I mean, that's an option as well, you know. It's a really cool course. It's designed really, you know, kind of challenges you. There's stuff that you did when you were a kid, monkey bars, stuff like that. And the best part is, you know, it's more than just about the race. It's about, like I said, a full-day event. You come, and the village has been amazing. I mean, this year, there's just so much to do once you're there. There's the barbecue championships happening on the same day. So, you know, it's kind of just a day event for you to go, you know what, I'm going to try this and put my body to the test and challenge myself. And it's not about finishing first. It's just about finishing. So that's what we did when we designed the course. So I think maybe next year you should reconsider.
You know, I certainly will. And what told the story for me was some of the social media, while the event was going on and after the event, the smiles on all the competitors' faces was unbelievable.
You know, my husband would probably say that he would have said the same thing. Well, he did say the same thing as you last year. He came up, you know, we went up and we had two events last year. And he just was like, he looked at everyone and said, that's just crazy. Like, I could never do that. And it's just not my style. And the second time around, we did one in the summertime last year. And we did one in September. And he came up and he goes, like, literally decided on the day. He's like, I'm going to do it because he saw us all. I mean, everybody was so pumped up. And we all had matching T-shirts. And listen, last year we had horrible weather. It was raining, and it was terrible, and everyone was still so pumped and so excited. And my husband ran it, and it's totally not his thing at all. And he came out and just said, like, there was a couple kind of stragglers, I guess you could say. Maybe it took them a little bit longer, but you know what? He was like, that was, like, awesome, like an experience you'll never forget. And, you know, it's one of those things to just check off on your bucket list, like, did it, you know what I mean?
You know, it does seem like that kind of event, and it is fun for people to certainly get involved in and fun for people to see. And before we go any further, Trish Stratus, I want to say, as a 7-time women's champion in the WWE, congratulations on being inducted the youngest in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Yes, that was a huge honor. It was I got told the news the beginning of the year, and it was, gosh, such an honor. I mean, obviously, any industry you go into, you hope to leave a mark and leave, you know, leave an impression, and to be recognized, and also to go in with such a wonderful class that went in this year. It was a huge honor, and I couldn't ask for anything more to be recognized that way from my colleagues. And yeah, it was a wonderful event they had at Madison Square Garden. I think the first time they'd ever sold out the arena. We had some really big stars there. I mean, I don't know if you know the names, but there was Bruno Sammartino, which is someone who's been in wrestling for many years, and Arnold Schwarzenegger actually inducted him. So it was a pretty wonderful event, I must say, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, and everyone's looking forward to MetCon Blue coming up this weekend. Any words of encouragement for those who want to get going and get going on it really good?
Well, yeah, there's still time. I mean, you know, people say, well, I didn't train for stuff. It's like, all you got to do is get, we didn't make it so hard that you're not going to be able to do this event. I mean, we kind of bumped it up a notch because last year it was 5 kilometers. This year we actually offer a 10-kilometer run as well. So there's, for those people who are like, I need to do this and I'm going to be number one, we have that course for them. But then for the people who just want to say, I want to tackle this and give it a try, you don't even have to train. I mean, get out there, give it a whirl, and you just never know. Your body might surprise you, and then you'll have this wonderful thing on your, you know, you have a nice medal to say that I did this, a little dog tag that we give out. And at the end of the day, too, it's a fantastic afternoon. There's so much fun. There's a lot of events. The Blue Mountain Village is beautiful, as you know. And to hang out there for the day and just, you know, and maybe stay for the weekend, I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, WWE star Trish Stratus, thank you so much for joining us on Chat with the Experts. Looking forward to MetCon Blue this weekend. And Kristen Ellis, thank you so much for joining us. A busy weekend at the Village.
Yep, thank you for having me.
And thanks, John. Thanks, and we'll see you next year.